Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, with our live, unscripted, uncensored show where we love to hear from you each and every week, early and often, just like they vote in Chicago. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH, if you want to meet with us during the week, or 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710 if you have a question or comment around your money. Next up, we have Kathy, who's retired. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Josh. I'm calling about Donald Trump's new tax plan where the Social Security is going to be taxed effective for next April of next year. I have a few questions because people I've mentioned it to, nobody knows about it. The people who are working, the question is if they have parents that are like 85 years old that are living on their Social Security because it's low and they're going to owe internal revenue next April, do they have to cough up the money for their parents, or does internal revenue do a backup withholding for the next Social Security checks they're going to be getting?
Yeah, generally, if it's not paid, they're going to, you know, hit them for that plus interest. It'd be better for the kids to help the parents, and then the parents pay back the kids if, you know, when they get the Social Security check, because then you're going to have an interest penalty on the money. And what Kathy is referring to is the Trump tax plan. Although there are some great benefits for business owners, some people will get really negatively affected because they're going to lose the personal exemption and the standard deduction. So if you're a widow or a widower, you don't get to deduct as much as you used to deduct. So it's going to have people owe money where they're not used to owing it. And that's why, folks. Oh, by the way, phone lines just opened up after Kathy's on. Did that help you, Kathy, or do you need more?
Well, okay. Now, what about those that don't have somebody? Let's say they're single and they're retired. They're 70, 75, whatever. And they're living on their entire Social Security because it's not that high. So yeah, what is internal revenue going to do?
They're going to withhold their Social Security check.
For the rest of that year, next year.
You know, I probably think they're going to take a bit from, you know, it depends. We have to do the Trump tax calculator, you know, to really see. So give me a scenario. So somebody who's single, widow, maybe making, what, $5,000 in interest or something?
Well, I mean, let's just take a 20. See, they're taxing you. They're taxing before the person even gets Medicare. So it's on the gross. So let's just say $20,000. Let's say maybe, you know, the interest rates disappeared. So the person was,
so let's say $5,000 in long-term capital gains and dividend income, $5,000 in general income, and $20,000 in Social Security benefits. Let's do that.
Okay. And don't forget the medical expenses now, too.
Well, that person will, making 20 grand, really won't owe anything in taxes. They probably won't get a refund.
I mean, I think you told me once it would be like $800. I think you said anything over $12,000 is taxed.
Yeah, no, but I remember that call. But I think we did a different scenario where it depends how much they make in Social Security benefits. So if they're making 20 grand and 5,000 of interest income, they shouldn't have anything to worry about. If they're making, let's say, 36 grand from Social Security and $10,000 in capital gains and dividends, and maybe another 10,000, let's say 15,000 in income, like annuity or pension income, that's where, if I remember that exactly, they're going to owe about $1,400 in that in that scenario, and they don't get to, and if they take the standard deduction, they're not really going to be hurt too much. But I think in that particular, I remember that about maybe 2 months ago, you had called, month and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
I think that situation was a little different in that the personal income, maybe the pension income was higher.
Oh, that was on my cousin. Okay, I called twice. Once
yeah,
I called
your cousin was really hurt by the new law. But,
right,
but this
but
new scenario
I called myself, 20,000 gross before Medicare and before medical expenses and everything.
Okay, but wait. Let's take one at a time. Is this your cousin or you?
Just well, so I'm not calling about my cousin now. Let's just talk about me.
Okay, so how much do you have in personal income, not counting Social Security?
You know, the interest rates are nothing now. $1,000, $2,000 tops.
Okay. I think your cousin was a different scenario. And
yeah,
your Social Security benefits for the year gross before taxes.
Right, $20,000.
Okay.
And $2,000 interest, let's say.
Then
that's only $22,000.
Yeah, that's really nothing. You're not going to be hurt too bad.
Well,
I'll get the exact. No, I'll do the damage right now. Your standard deduction is going to be $12,000.
Right.
So if you're only making $20,000 in Social Security
mm-hmm.
and $4,000 in interest income and other income,
mm-hmm.
you're going to take the $12,000 deduction. You're not going to owe anything. You're just not going to get money back like you did before.
No, I never got money back. Last time you told me I'd owe about $800 on just a $20,000 gross without even any interest.
Well, that was, I think we had added more income to that. I'd have
no,
to go back.
No, because I think you said the first $12,000.
We also got a better tax calculator, meaning the old calculator that I use, and this is where like fake news comes in, right?
Uh-huh.
I was using the MarketWatch tax calculator.
Okay.
That did not add certain deductions. So this is interesting. You go to MarketWatch, right? You think you're getting an unbiased. We found that was biased.
Uh-huh.
So instead, I'm using the tax calculator from the taxfoundation.org.
Okay.
We'll put that up on our Facebook page, and you can plug in your numbers individually.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think if you're only making $20,000 from Social Security and $4,000 in personal income, then you should
mm-hmm.
be fine.
So then there is no tax on that.
Yeah, not in the new tax law. What was happening was a lot of people.
If you had said anything over $12,000 was going to be taxed at 10% and
yes.
then 12. And
yes, but you get, if you think about it, though, your Social Security for that formula is benefited. So if you make under $24,000 on Social Security and you're single, then you're not taxed on Social Security. It's, I'm telling you, I think it was your cousin's situation and she made over $24,000.
Yeah, she was different.
And
she
when
had
you make over $24,000 in the new law, you're taxed, well, in the old law and the new, you were taxed at 50%. So you would owe the $800 there. And what's happening is if you get over $24,000 and you're single, $34,000 and you're married, you get above a certain amount, up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable. So those are the people that are kind of going to be hurt. People making between $24,000 and $50,000 who are single, retired, those are the people who are going to pay maybe an extra $800 to $2,000.
But so as long as it's under 25, as long as it's no more than $24,000 gross, there's
yes.
no tax on it.
Yeah, Social Security taxation is something that is now going to affect financial plan, Medicare taxation. We have a lot of people who they're getting their RMD from their IRA. Do you have any IRA RMDs?
No, I don't have any of that stuff.
So that's really where you're hurt. But if you make between $25,000 and $34,000 and you're single, or $32,000 and $44,000 if you're married, that will trigger taxes up to 50% of your benefit.
50%.
If you make over $34,000 and you're single, that's 85%. But we have Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton to thank for those taxes. That's not a Trump thing.
It used to be where you just added half of your Social Security your unearned income, and if it didn't come out to more than $25,000, you didn't pay tax on the Social Security.
Well, there is some truth to that still. It's half of your benefit is in the provisional income formula. It's still applicable. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that you, if you were single, you could take the personal exemption and the standard deduction prior. Now you only get one. So it's not really going to hurt you if you make only, if you're making only Social Security and you're 25 grand of income or less and you have no assets, really, you're fine. Mm-hmm. It's if you have an IRA and you're taking distributions, then your Medicare tax could go up, your Social Security tax could go up. That's why those are the people who definitely need to call us at 888-988-JOSH for the plan. Okay, Kathy?
Yeah, so you're saying Medicare tax can go up also?
Yeah. It's the those people have a lot saved in IRAs RMDs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Where do people look to find out about this? Because nobody seems to know about it. You know, they don't
they
mention...
call us. That's why we have a business.
I know, but see, a lot of people don't. Even on some of the programs, they're not mentioning the tax increases.
Because
they're just mentioning the tax cuts.
People
it's
just
very annoying.
Talk about what they hear. You got to doubt what you hear. I mean, we had a guy on the last show, right? He was talking about how Facebook is manipulating user feeds still to, you know, punish conservative thought. So that was in the book that we're giving away, The Square and the Tower by Neil Ferguson. So call us at 888-988-JOSH. And like you said, very few people are talking about this.
That, right. They're not talking about the increases. That's what's upsetting to me.
Well, we're independent. So I mean, obviously I'm conservative and supportive of some of these tax cuts, but
and
yeah,
I'm talking about like
some...
Fox News and even people who have been interviewed. Larry Kudlow mentioned only tax increases to the very rich, not to senior citizens or small business.
Well, they haven't called me. I'm occasionally on Fox Business or CNBC.
You know, basically, I should tell them to call you then, right, people?
Yes. 888-988-JOSH. We're the only ones that I hear about talking about this. In fact,
when I talked about it. You're the only one who's telling the whole truth on it.
Yeah, there's a lot that, you know, you hear it occasionally. But I remember I'd be on Fox Business, right?
Uh-huh.
And they'd have the token person. And I'm a conservative person. I'm a diehard conservative. And I would debate these guests they would have on. They would say, oh, well, you know, I would say, well, what about this tax increase? What about this tax increase? And they would say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And I would, and then I challenged one of the guys. This was a contributor. I said, read the bill. You haven't read the bill. I'm one of the few people I knew who read the bill.
Because I've seen these hosts have not challenged their guests. And all they're talking about is tax cuts. And that's really very upsetting to me.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I feel that Donald Trump betrayed every senior citizen in this country who voted for him. Because we were once the middle class of this country.
Well, I don't think every, you know, meaning if you're making 25 grand or less, you have nothing to worry about. It's really if you're in this kind of, if you're a single filer. But that is why we're looking at it from your wallet's perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, the wallet is neither left nor right, Democrat nor Republican. And that's why everybody should call us at 888-988-JOSH. And get the Trump tax plan in you. There are some great benefits if you're a small business owner, but there are some negatives for people. So call us 888-988-JOSH. Thank you, Kathy, as always. We're up next with Janice. Go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
For taking my call. I'm a senior citizen. I'm a widow, and I've got a home that's paid for. And my question to you is, and I've got three married daughters, I want to know, is it a good thing that you ever sell your house, like, to one of your daughters or something like that, so that that can't be taken from you in case anything happens to me?
Well, it is a it depends on the goal here. Seniors will often get faulty advice that they should name the kids on the deed or sell their home to their kids for a dollar. That is generally bad advice. Because if you keep the house in your name, Janice, right, and you were to pass, and your will says it goes to how many children do you have?
Three.
And you have three kids. They would inherit that with a step-up in basis and literally pay zero capital gains taxes if you just leave your name on the house 100%. The reason why you would want to change the ownership of your house is through the consultation of an attorney. Let's say you don't want your house to go to a nursing home when you die because you're worried about that. That is why you would change the ownership to your kids, and they would own the house fully. So there's one of two things that can happen. They can buy that house to you at full price, okay? That way they're establishing basis at today. But for you, they didn't buy it for like a dollar is stupid. Or now you could outright gift the home, but then you're gifting your cost basis. So they would just have to realize they might pay capital gains tax. You have to determine what is your biggest priority. And this is why before you go see an estate planning attorney or Medicaid planning attorney, which is important. I'm not an attorney, don't claim to be. We can refer you to some good people. You want to make sure that you determine what is your priority. Is it capital gains avoidance or is it protection from a nursing home? And what some people do is they do what's called a life estate, or they have that owned by a trust. But if you don't want the money to go to a nursing home, in a sense, you lose the capital gains break. But there's a lot that we could help you with. And we could help any of our listeners at 888-988-JOSH. Any other questions on that?
No. I'll probably make a call and come in to see you then.
Yeah, but you got to figure out first, you know, call us.
I don't want a nursing home to take this home.
And what is the basis of the house, tax basis?
What do you mean the tax basis?
Meaning what did you buy the house plus all the improvements?
I bought it for, I've had it for 32 years. My husband passed away 6 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
30, yeah, a great guy. I've had it all this time, and I'm sure that it's gone. I don't have any idea. It's probably almost doubled in price from what
Now, what some people do is while they're still together, if there's a husband and wife, you put it all in the husband's name. So then when the husband passes, the wife inherits it with a step up, and then that's when you put it in a trust or something like that. But we could help you. Call us, 888-988-JOSH. You have a lot of different options. So it seems like you're prioritizing protection from the nursing home above capital gains tax. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's probably wise.
Good.
Yeah, it's probably wise.
Very good health. Very good health.
But you never know.
But you never know. No, my husband wasn't sick a day in his life and had a heart attack. Mm. So I just feel like I wouldn't want them to take this home. I would want my daughters to have the home.
Yeah. Well, that is something we could help you with. Now, do you have any long-term care insurance or anything or no?
No, I don't.
Do you have any life insurance?
No, and I was told that's a good way to park money.
That could be a good way for this purpose, because you could have the life insurance owned by a trust that goes to your kids to replace, you know, to pay whatever taxes. Also, that could be protected from a nursing home. So there's a lot that we could help you with. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. Okay, Janice?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
And again, folks, we have meeting spots for you. Stamford and Greenwich, Connecticut, also Melville, Long Island, New York City, Hackensack, New Jersey, Short Hills, New Jersey, Toms River, New Jersey, Red Bank, New Jersey, Princeton, New Jersey, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Philly, Pennsylvania, as well as King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, and Center Valley, Pennsylvania. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. Next up, we have Janice. We will take our break, and then we'll return with another Janice. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, If you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch them serving at
Inside, outside
Ventura
USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Inside, outside USA.
Australia's Caribbean.
Inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way. We're waxing down our circle. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for
Give us a call, 888-988-5674. That song, again, what are all the songs today for, Bob? Oh, Songwriters Hall of Fame. All of the songs today are featured in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So give us a call if you have a question on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever question you have. No question is a dumb one except the one that you do not ask. We're going to go to the phone lines. Mike says kids can be a drag on parents. So Mike, why so crotchety? Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me well?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so what I've been saying for years is if you don't put your kids in the right spot, you know, I'm talking, you know, education-wise, making sure you bring them up to be a productive citizen. But the last thing you want is when you're 60 and then coming back at you and you have an obligation to help support them. So I think part of your financial plan is make sure your kids are self-sufficient. What are your thoughts on that?
No, that's great. Yeah, your kids should be your folk. Faith first, then your family. You know, then your work. You know, your friends. You know, you got to raise them up in the way they should go. And when they're old, you know, there are biblical proverbs about that. You got to do that. You got to do everything you can while they're young. But I think some of it is also when they're older. I mean, people don't realize what I'm seeing with a lot of young people today is they go to college and they're trained in a value system that is different than what their parents believe. So I would even say it goes to what colleges you pick for your kids and, you know, what spouse they ultimately pick. I mean, all of those things are very influential in the direction that one would take. I'm sure we have a lot of listeners who married somebody and it ended up being a grave mistake in their life. And it ended up becoming, you know, a horrible thing financially because they didn't think through their plan. So you got to marry the right person. I'm very blessed. I married my wife. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. So I don't deserve her. So, yeah, I think it's the school you pick. I also think it's not teaching them a spirit of entitlement. You know, my wife and I go through this all the time. We have 5 kids and, you know, in a way, every kid is sort of spoiled in America. So you have to think about a way to teach your kids that they're not spoiled. So one of our choices is they're going to have to pay for college. And I will, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to go to this chart of inflation. And there are 7 things that have not inflated. And there are 7 things that have inflated. And 2 of the 7 that have inflated greater than 200 or up to 200% in the last 20 years were college textbooks and college tuition. And that is partially due to government intervention, partially due to what we believe as a society is valued. But I think, you know, my prediction for the next 20, 30 years is online education will grow, colleges offering online education, and it will be the great democratization, and it will be a way, the democratization, which means everybody can be educated for a low cost, and it's not necessarily the government's answer. So, you know, I totally agree with you, Mike, good point. But it's interesting, two of the things that experienced dramatic inflation were college textbooks and college tuitions. The third was child care. So college textbooks, college tuition, and child care, those are relatively more modern phenomenons. And then the four other things you really can't escape. But those are three you can sort of escape if you think about it. So college textbooks, you can say, I'm going to buy them on eBay. I'm going to go to a local school or a community college and then go to a four-year. You know, New York has their four-year program. Now, next up, we have Gary. Go ahead, Gary. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. He's going to we'll tell how he raised his kids right. Go ahead, Gary.
A religious Jew, and therefore I made up my mind not to send my kids in college because college, most colleges, they teach against God. So therefore I made sure all my sons know how to work. And they all went into business. I have three in air conditioning and heating. One is a rabbi and one is an electrician. And they're all basically successful. And there was a very big rabbi, Rabbi Victor Miller. He said over, he was an old-fashioned rabbi, that the psychiatrist ruined the whole generation of this country. And he said the old way of raising children in the 20s or 30s was much more successful than today because they didn't have all these problems where the children respected the parents and they listened to the parents. Because I can say for myself and you, you are much smarter now when you're older than when you were 20, right?
I mean, that's right from the Torah. Train your kids every day. So it's a part of the whole culture. And I think you're right on. You know, why pay money to a four-year institution and your kid comes out an atheist, right? I mean, there's a lot of truth there. But, you know, we do, you know, not everyone can be a tradesman. Like, for example, I could never been a tradesperson. So you got to give your kids the intellectual firepower also to combat sort of the lies of, you know, atheism, et cetera. So, no, good point, Gary. You know, you're raising your kids right with the good books. So any other comments, Gary?
Yeah. All the Russian Jews who come here with trades, they get jobs right away. And the ones with college, they get nothing because the American government doesn't recognize colleges from a foreign country. So in a lot of ways, trades are better than having college.
No, trades are the next thing. We're friends with a couple of families, and all they do is they teach their kids trades. You know, one's a plumber, one's an electrician. They're all pretty successful. And their theory was they could always get a job. Now, I'm not against, I have a master's degree. I'm not against advanced education. But I think Gary's bringing up a good point. My point is a broader one of, I think we have to be the first generation that says, you know what, paying 250 grand a year to send your kids to be taught everything you don't believe is a waste of money, right? I mean, what is the point of doing that? And when I got this latest, considering I got this latest report John Malden sent, and two of the things of inflation, we talk about, well, wages are not growing. Well, if wages are staying flat and you're trying to become a financial success and retire and have enough money to pay your hospital bills and your medical bills and your food and your clothing, and go on vacation once or twice a year. Well, how do you save enough for your retirement? Well, one of the things is you find ways to save on college expenses. And now you could be blessed and want to pay for your kids' college. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's just some good considerations that you don't have to buy into what everybody else is doing, right? So, Gary, you've swum against the tide. You've deviated. So, good job, Gary. Anything else before we go to the next caller?
Yeah, the old way of raising children in the 1920s was much more successful than today. They never had all these problems. The child was taught the word no, and if they did something crazy, they had an answer to it.
Yeah, they had a societal rejection of ridiculousness. Today, people accept it. So, no, good point, Gary. Thanks for listening, and keep raising your kids according to the good book, okay? 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. This is another point about financial plans. Too many of you have a financial advisor or financial plan that doesn't account for your values. And you can set up different plans and strategies whereby you can comport and leave your values, not just your money. There are all types of things where you can set things up, trusts and pot trusts, et cetera, where different insurance contracts, annuities, where you're giving your kids income, but you can stipulate, well, the income can only be used for health care, education, maintenance, and support. So you can make sure that they don't buy stupid stuff with your money when you're gone. So that's a huge factor in your life. Values-based financial planning. Give us a call. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. 888-988-5674. 888-988-JOSH. This week, we're going to be in Bergen County, New Jersey, Monmouth County, Ocean County, Mercer County, at Princeton, Hackensack, Short Hills, Toms River, Red Bank, Melville, Long Island, New York City, Greenwich, and Connecticut, also Stamford, and Philly area in Pennsylvania. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after this message.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Wow.
Easy like Sunday morning. Take a nap this afternoon, but not during this show. Next up, James is the victim of a Ponzi scheme. Oh, no. And folks, if you have a financial question for us, now is the time to call in. And remember, this is one of the only shows that isn't canned. It's not scripted, which means you dictate the show. You dictate our content. And if you like what you hear and you have a question, your questions make the show better. So call us now. Go ahead. Sorry that you were a victim of a Ponzi scheme. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. Yes, I became a victim of a Ponzi scheme. A bank I invested in said they were going to invest the money somewhere overseas. Became the victim. They told me that the person who was involved with this Ponzi scheme was arrested, and we were supposed to be compensated if we had the account for longer than 5 years. And I had told them that I had the account for 9 years and haven't heard anything. So I want to know, I've called the Department of Justice. Nobody's followed up with it. I wanted to know, where do I go from here?
Did you call the Attorney General's office in the state that the bank is headquartered in?
The Attorney General's office had gone back to me, said it, you know, went over to a receivership. I tried to contact them. Nobody got back to me. And then when I called the Attorney General's office, I believe it was out in California, they had said, the money had been dispersed already for anybody that had accounts for at least 5 years. And that's when I said, well, I had an account with them for 9 years and heard nothing.
Mm. Yeah, well, I really don't know what to tell you. If you've called the government, I mean, that's all you can do. The recommendation I would have is always make sure in the future you deal with a reputable third-party custodian. If you don't know where the funds are, don't invest. And I would get my money out of that bank. I'd vote with your wallet so they don't make any more money off you. I'm so sorry. There looks to be various, I mean, I'm Googling right now. You know, you can obviously report investment fraud, but it seems like it's beyond this, you know. So I would contact the local authorities, the FBI, your local attorney general. So, yeah, I'm so sorry you're going through this. Were there any signs? Meaning, were you putting your money, I mean, did you get weird statements that didn't look like they were from a reputable custodian?
No. They kept sending statements showing it was at an incredible interest rate. Everything was fine.
So that's a little bit of a worry. That's, if you're getting 12% interest a year, mm-hmm. that happened with the Madoff scandal. You know?
Right.
I'm just trying to protect other people.
Of course.
You know, was it on an actual statement?
Yes.
Like, or was it, did it look like somebody made it out of their computer? I mean, I have seen these things. Occasionally, people will come to me with, oh, my cousin put me in a hedge fund, and it'll be this very odd paper that almost looks very, you know, like somebody made it out of their computer.
No, it was a statement that, you know, came out, say, you know, every 3 months or so and looked legit. And actually, after they said you hold the account for 5 years, and they even asked me, you know, did you want to continue? And I said, yeah. They said, well, the interest rate may drop a little bit, but we'll continue it for you. So I said, fine, and kept getting the statements. And then, boom, all of a sudden this happened.
Wow.
And it was
my advice
for the Madoff scheme, so it was just funny that it occurred at the time.
Well, what I would advise you or anybody to do in the mm-hmm. future is get a third-party reputable custodian. Some people say, well, how are you different than Madoff? You know, that's like the number one question that people ask.
Right.
Isn't that funny? Well, it's not in your case. And I always tell them, if you're dealing with an independent advisor, that's a good thing, right?
Right.
But you want to make sure your statements are coming from another custodian,
okay.
Whether it be Interactive Brokers, Fidelity, Trust Company of America, which is now owned by E-Trade, also TD Ameritrade. Those are the four that we use. So when your money's with us, you know where it is. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you mentioned contacting the Attorney General in my state.
Yeah, because are you a New York resident?
No, New Jersey resident.
Well, they're a little bit more active, you know, so maybe you could seal off the bank. I mean, the bank should have some type of recovery for you.
Sure.
Or something. And maybe have you spoken to their compliance department? Or
no.
I would contact the bank's compliance department for securities. That way maybe you could, maybe they could look into it. You know, they don't want to have a big, you know, probably PR scandal on their hands. So they may help you.
Sure.
You know, more than you think, you know, maybe there's a, you know, but in one sense it is buyer beware when you're doing these, you know, hedge funds.
Well, actually, when I had contacted the bank out there in California, supposedly when this incident happened, of course, nobody answered, you know, as if the bank were non-existent anymore.
Hmm. Well, the bank is non-existent? Well, then, yeah, that's a problem. So you weren't even doing anything FDIC insured. You just, it was a bank that was a feeder firm into a Ponzi, it seemed like. So we could help you too if you're going nowhere. Look people's names up related. Okay? I'm sorry you're going through this. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. My big tip for avoiding Ponzi's is make sure you have a third party reputable custodian handling your funds. Next up we have Steven. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Go ahead.
Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Great. Thanks for the call.
Okay, you're welcome. Josh.
Oh, this is my buddy, Stephen.
Yo, there you go. Light Class D, if you remember.
Yeah. The financial halfback.
Right, there you go. Anyway, Josh, here's the question. Unfortunately, with savings bonds, they don't issue, you know, like the actual savings bonds anymore. It's all online and everything. What would you suggest as a gift for a new great grandmother?
I think something
that's got, you know, hard copy to it, not just like an e-bond or something like that. When I say e, you know, like electronic, in other words, you know, something that you actually get a physical piece of paper that says you've got a bond.
Well, nothing is physical really anymore. I mean, pick a third-party reputable custodian. And I would recommend one of three things. I recommend that all grandparents, great-grandparents, and the like do not do the old gifting of bonds. One, you know, do you really want to own debt in our country? Two, it's not really earning anything anymore. And it was so nice when you used to get the things in the mail from your grandmother. My wife's grandmother did that. And it was a sweet gesture. Although I would have preferred a Roth or a life insurance policy. So you could do two things. One, a Roth. Two, a cash value life insurance policy as a gift. Three, you could just buy individual shares of a blue chip stock. Or if you're going into bonds, there are some good municipal bond ETFs or funds where, you know, you'll get some more interest than you would in a bond. Or you could buy a direct municipal for tax-free income, I prefer of all those the gift of a Roth, because then all the growth is tax-free. If the child is ineligible for a Roth in any way, you could look at the cash value life insurance, because then you're giving the child the gift of insurability, and long-term cash value and life insurance policy is going to do better than, you know, bonds, I think. So plus you'll have the death benefit protection, the long-term care protection, and the disability protection. So you could do Roths, you could do an individual stock, but they don't really give something physical. So You know, it's not like you get your old shares of stock on that beautiful paper. Is that kind of what you mean? You want something pretty to hand to them?
Exactly. Like, you know, back in the old days, U.S. Banknote Corporation. Hey, yeah, there you go. I'm dating myself again.
They don't exist.
But we're not,
I mean, if you do the life insurance.
We're talking about a significant amount of money, probably, I'm guessing, under $1,000. So we're not talking about,
well,
you know.
Well, if you do the life insurance and you give like $800 a year or something, you'd have to give it for, you know, a certain amount of years. The nice thing about the life insurance is there is a tangible contract given. So that's nice if you want something tangible. Other than that, you know, you could just buy. You could buy a low cost growth ETF if the child is young, you know.
It's a newborn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could do a small cap value ETF. You could do, you know, there's a lot you could do. And then what you would do is you would just, you know, pay extra for the paper statement. Now you got to pay extra for paper statements, right? So generally speaking, and we've talked about this with certain firms. I mean, we still have a couple that do give paper statements, but, you know, that'll be gone in a year or two. Nobody will be giving paper anymore, or they'll charge you for it. So, you know, but you could always print it out as a gift, put it in a nice embossed folder from our company. We just got these nice golden embossed folders, so you can put it in there and hand it like that. That's about all. But good question, Stephen. Anything else?
Yeah, in most all cases, you would need the Social Security number of the recipient, would you? Wouldn't you?
Yes, yeah. Typically,
yeah.
With
okay,
Patriot
that,
Act, you have to involve them.
Okay.
Well, thanks for everything, and tell your lovely wife I said hi, okay?
Okay, will do. Take care.
Great. Great couple. So give us a call, folks, 888-988-JOSH. If you want help with maybe you're giving a gift to a granddaughter, grandchild, child, give us a call and give them the gift of a financial plan at 888-988-5674. Next up, we have Heidi, but we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with Heidi, who wants to know, what if she goes into a nursing home? And also, should she refinance her home? Up next, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Idea made me think of something that's sort of gone by the wayside, and I will do it as a gift for you. We have lost the tangible in the world of financial planning, and if anybody wants to put everything in a binder for their loved one or a beautiful wooden case now or a fire safe, you know, protected from fire case, we could help you organize all of your financial documents and literally print out the statements and put it in a beautiful gold embossed binder. Now, the binders typically range from anywhere from $20 to $35. We will give that to you at no charge if you want to go through a financial plan with us. But you got to call us at 888-988-JOSH. Of course, show up for the meeting. And then this is not just something you'll get at one meeting, because it will take a couple meetings to financially organize you. But if you mention it, that you heard it on the show, not only will we give you the free book that we're giving away today, but I will give you a nice binder or some type of presentation material to keep it all organized. And folks, get the book that is sweeping the nation, How to Use Tax Arbitrage to Potentially Increase Your Retirement Income. And we're going to show you ways to reduce the amount of money you may give to the IRS in retirement. And the three dates that forever changed the face of retirement planning as we know it. Hurry, this offer won't last long. New book by Forbes by Matt Zagula, The Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Keep all the pressure. Keep all the pressure. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now.
Patrick Watson talks about three cracks. Interesting article. You may have noticed stocks have stopped going straight up. By itself, that's not scary. Bull markets and high volatility can coexist, and often did until the last 2 years. No, the scary part is that bull markets fall apart slowly. Smaller cracks accumulate to set up the big breaks. History shows 2008 was a terrible year, but the Dow had peaked months earlier in October of 2007. Even in 2008, the bull took a long time to collapse. It took till September. The Bear Stearns collapse in March was even followed by a nice rally because people thought the worst was over. But 6 months later, Lehman went bankrupt. And then it was six more months before the final bottom in 2009. So like the metaphorical frog boiling in water, you can be in the middle of a bull market's unraveling and not even know it, or at least not know how bad it will get or when it will end. That should worry you right now, he writes, because the number of cracks is growing while the ability to patch them up is not. Let's give you three cracks. Number one, cryptos. Remember, Bitcoin fell from its peak of 19,000 in December to below 7,000 today. Investors suffered FOMO, or fear of missing out, causing near panic buying in some quarters. Crack number one, cryptos breaking up. Crack number two, bond yields. Now, to choose stocks now, you must accept lower income in exchange for higher risk. A growing number of buyers don't like that deal, and they may be wanting to buy bonds instead, or annuities, or something more conservative. The stock market doesn't need aggressive selling to make prices fall. Reduced buying interest could do the same thing. And then crack number three, tech trouble. every bull market has its leaders, and now the leaders are having trouble. Apple's expensive new iPhone X didn't sell as well as expected. Google Chromebooks are capturing its once dominant position in schools. What to do? Well, give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. If you believe the top is in, now is the time to act. At the very least, start looking for opportunities to take profits and reduce your exposure. Do it on your own terms, not the terms the market gives you. Call me now, 888-988-JOSH, for our What to Do If This Becomes a Bear survival review. It's 1 hour with yours truly, the financial quarterback, in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, Pennsylvania, and a spot near you. We're going to be in Red Bank and Princeton tomorrow, and we have a free book for you if you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674.